Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hello.
What's the crack, lads?
Yeah, not much, you know, usual.
Usual, Dave.
What, do I smell? Why'd you not come in and see me? Why am I talking to you over some kind of computer connection?
We're in Stockholm at the minute. We're on an island called Vaxholm, looking out at some beautiful scenery right now.
You're just making up words that rhyme with Stockholm. Stockholm, Vaxholm, whatever. Oh, yeah, we're here with a guy called Roxham, and we're doing some... What are you doing on a Swedish island?
We're making music. We're doing what we always do.
Is this where you made the record, the last record?
No, actually, we made that in Norway.
That was a Norwegian island, right?
We just love...
You love remote Scandinavian islands.
Yeah, we do.
Have you tried that unbelievably smelly fish that they eat out of a can?
No,
I don't think we have tried that.
What is it called? Because there's definitely...
There is a name, right? I'll think of it now in a second. But basically, it's fermented fish. And it is, like, it's one of those food challenges where people who say, I can eat anything, they eat it and they pop open the can. And there's a kind of a... As the air pops out, and everyone just immediately starts going, starts gagging, right? But it's definitely, you have to try. I'll figure out what it's called before the end of the interview, but you have to give it a try and see if you can eat it, because it's definitely a Swedish thing and it's really popular on the internet. And I would just love a video of the two of you trying to eat it.
Yeah, we'll get you
Sur strumming. I just looked it up there. Sur strumming, it's called.
Okay. We'll find it. We'll tag you.
Talk to your Swedish friends and then make a video and make me happy. Do you know what else will make me really happy, lads?
Go on.
Let's Try Love.
Yes, thank you.
So this new song, it kind of came out of nowhere for me. All of a sudden, I just got a text from Ryan and go, for your oral pleasure, is what he said to me. And then all of a sudden, this song bursts out of my phone.
Yeah. Well, what you think of it?
Do you know what I think about it, right? First of all, like, I love it. I absolutely love it. It's one of the most joyous things I think you guys have done. And you know what? I don't know what it was. The very first time I heard the chorus, I just thought to me, do you know where this would absolutely sit in perfect harmony with the rest of the record? Is on Paul Simon's Graceland.
Wow.
That's so funny. You know, we were literally just talking to our songwriters like 5 minutes ago here that we write songs with, and we were talking about Paul Simon's Graceland.
No way.
Yeah, that's so funny.
And is that informing the rest of the songwriting you're doing? Is it just something that's on everyone's mind? Or did you make a conscious effort to go, if Paul Simon was to put this record out today?
It was kind of, it just naturally happened, I think, because the great thing about Paul Simon and that record is just how fun it is and how alive it feels. And I think that's the kind of music we're making. So it kind of, it's similar in that sense. That just feels so like fun and kind of off the cuff and that kind of vibe. That's how the song came about when we wrote it. It kind of just came out of nowhere. It's one of those songs that came out of nowhere. We wrote it quite quickly, recorded it, and what you hear is basically what we recorded it on the day we wrote it.
Really?
Yeah, we didn't mess around with it because there was just the magic in what we made on the day in those couple of hours, and we didn't want to mess with that because that was like, yeah, I think that's where the magic was.
And you've always done songs that are, you know, emotionally they might be quite intense, and they might be difficult things to write, but from an audience point of view, they're, you know, foot stompers and crowd pleasers and sing-alongers and all those things. But this feels like you've elevated that to another level again, I think.
Yeah, well, I don't think we were consciously trying to do it, like Ryan was saying. I think it was just a magic kind of happened, and you know, it's just raw energy, I think, which is lovely. And I feel it's quite an Irish thing as well, you know. It's quite sing-song, we get together, and that's what we do anyway. I think we've captured something that we just do all the time when we're together. We sing live together and we have fun, and that song kind of encapsulates it, and then it kind of has opened the door to this whole new world of kind of genre for us, which is, I don't know, it's really fun to be exploring that.
Yeah, because I mean, look, what we're going to get now is, it's not record one, it's not record two. You guys have got a body of work behind you, and the rest of the body of work opening up in front of you. So it's important to try different. You've always done things differently. Every time you've made a new record, it's been a departure. But this feels like it might be another step, as you said, into something new and exciting for everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. It's like, this feels like a cool step because it's like, it's different, but it's almost like you're not adding stuff on, and it's like, it feels like we're like stripping things away more and more, which is like a really nice way to advance. Because I think sometimes the kind of thought process would be, let's just throw loads of stuff at this and that means it will be different than the last thing. But for us, it's like we're actually just stripping stuff away all the time and just getting closer and closer to the heart of the song each time, which just feels really nice and kind of feels like how we just started making music and how everybody starts making music. It's just like an instrument
and a voice.
And a voice and a message in a song.
You've done that also in the live scenario, because obviously, you know, you're the first band to put five nights together in the Three Arena, and you've done lots of shows since. You've done Three Arenas since. I've been at all of them. But your Home for Summer tour is kind of the opposite.
Yeah,
exactly. I think, you know, and it kind of leans into the whole kind of vibe that we're feeling at the moment, is that we've wanted to play like rural Ireland in a way for years, because, you know, that's where we're from. We're from Kildare, and we wanted to bring our show around to places that we've never been before, or at least haven't been since we first started. So the idea of getting to play Cork, Limerick, Waterford, Galway, Letterkenny, all these places that we've not been to really before, and we get to bring our show, our big show that we would do in a Three Arena, for example, but we're going to bring it to those places. It's just so exciting, and it's just, I don't know, it feels new as well. And it feels like it's about time, I think.
Yeah. Listen, I couldn't agree more, because it's a wonderful thing. And some comedians do it sometimes when they come to Ireland. Instead of doing the huge venue, they will just enjoy Ireland and go for 8, 9, 10 days, whatever it is. And you guys are just doing that all across June and July. You'll be in August as well. You'll see the lads coming to places that you wouldn't expect to see. Picture this, but make sure you get your tickets. Do not be disappointed. Boys, no one's going to be disappointed with the song. Will we put Let's Try Love on the radio?
Let's do it.
Okay. Picture this. Jimmy, Ryan, say big hi to Owen and Cliff as well. This is new from the lads. This is unbelievable. Let's Try Love. Picture this with Dave Moore on Today FM. Thanks, boys.
Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.